What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with Anchor FM. So, did you guys miss me? I know I've been gone for a minute, but a bitch is back once again. And today, we're going to talk about the R&B singer R. Kelly, because why not? This mofo can't help himself. He just stays in the news, doesn't he? And this time, he has decided to admit everything he's done in a song. It's kind of like Trapped in the Closet, but more like the Diary of a Dirty Old Man. But first, happy freaking milk chocolate day. And this, as of today, is my favorite holiday. At least until a more delicious holiday comes around later. Solid chocolate, when combined with either powdered, liquid, or condensed milk, is known as milk chocolate. And it's the most popular candy bars of all that are sold with milk chocolate. Now, milk chocolate is also a very popular ingredient in baking, also specialty coffee drinks, and of course, hot chocolate. Now, from the mid-17th century, milk was sometimes added to chocolate beverages, but in 1875, Daniel Peter invented milk chocolate by mixing a powdered milk developed by Henry Nestle. Wow. You guys remember that name? Nestle? Think about it. But enjoy your favorite milk chocolate. Post on social media using hashtag Milk Chocolate Day and encourage others to join in. Now, let's get on back to R. Kelly and his crazy ass. R. Kelly has decided to share with us a 20-minute song of him admitting everything. At least that's how many see this song. So obviously I had to chime in on this mess. You know, I grew up listening to R. Kelly. I did, okay? I just didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. You feel me? And there have been rumors and speculations about the R&B singer for years, all right? But this song, to me, it seems to be an admission, okay? Now today, we're going to listen to the song and we're going to hear what he wants to admit to. And this song is 20 minutes long, but don't worry, we won't be doing the entire song, just the highlights. So let's go ahead and get to this. I got to be honest with you. Like, I wonder if he admits to, like, you know, peeing on people. Ugh. All right, y'all, this is R. Kelly's I Admit. So let's see what this nigga gotta say, cause I don't know, y'all. I don't know.
I admit I done made some mistakes.
You think?
And I have some imperfect ways.
Shit.
I admit I help so many people. So many. And I'm saying damn people turn fake.
See that right there? It just sounds like an excuse. Hey, I help people so I can have a sex cult. I can pee on people. I can marry 14-year-old. I can do that because I'm R. Kelly. No, bruh. That's not how this is gonna go down today, homie. That's not what we're doing.
I admit it, I did. I done fuck with a couple of fans. I admit I'm a gift and a curse. I admit that I don't go to church.
Does this nigga think we upset because he don't go to church? What the fuck? But he did admit he done fucked with a couple of fans. Uh-huh. How old were they, Mr. Kelly? That's what we want to know.
I admit it, I did it.
The chorus is confusing. Like, are you really admitting it? Are you, though?
I admit I got so many flaws.
Yep.
Told so many lies to these bros.
Yeah.
Lose so much money, pop so many bottles. Yeah, I fuck a bitch just because.
Okay, see, already I'm hating this fucking song. I'm hating it. I'm so glad we ain't doing the full 20. I just can't. I can't. The anger inside of my body that this nigga made a diary, essentially. I feel like he made this for himself and he just happened to share it with us. You know what I'm saying?
I admit I can't spell for shit. I admit that all I hear is hits.
Wait.
I admit I couldn't read the teleprompter when the Grammys asked me to present.
Wait, whoa. Is he saying he can't fucking read? I'm sorry. Is he saying that he can't read? Should we feel bad for him because he can't read? Should we? I don't know, man. I don't know if that excuses everything, but let's... What the fuck? What the hell?
Did I love God, but wait. It's so much temptation, but wait. Admit to the drinking and smoking too much, but it helped me get through the day.
Okay.
Won't say no names and not a snitch, but one night at the Ritz, I did some shit I shouldn't have did. Went and fucked my nigga's bitch.
What? Okay, now he's admitting that he fucked his nigga's bitch. Obviously does not respect her or him. This is okay. It just sounds like he's using who he is as an excuse to do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't know, man. I just, all right, let's see.
I admit that I did. I fucked my girlfriend's best friend. Yeah, I tapped that in back of my Benz. I admit I'm sorry for my sins.
I feel like he only put I tapped that in the back of my Benz because it rhymed. I admit I'm sorry for my sins. I feel, but then again, this nigga can't read. So did he even write this shit? I'm just saying, man, fuck him. I'm sorry. That was rude, but fuck him. That's how I feel about it so far. Okay. I mean, I know I'm not the only one that's not falling for this shit, but let's call in and let me know what you guys think, man. All right, so let's keep going, bro. This is crazy.
My lawyers told me settle this, even though it's bullshit. Carefully protect your career. All these people in my ear. I admit I've been tempted by drugs. I admit that I just need a hug.
That's what happened. This motherfucker didn't get a hug. That's what happened. Okay. Now, okay. It all makes sense now. His mama didn't hug him. Okay. I got you.
I admit the devil talk to me sometimes, but the devil's not who I trust. I've been fucked by so many damn managers. Why they push me out front of these cameras? All this music got engaged them, and now they play me like a fucking amateur.
I don't think he should be using words like amateur. I'm just saying, if he wants to, you know, you think about that one.
Cancel my shows. That shit ain't right. How they gonna say I don't respect these women when all I've done is represent?
Really?
Take my career and turn it upside down because you're mad I've got some girlfriends.
Hey, whoa. Wait a minute. We're not mad that you have girlfriends, man. We're upset that they're underage and you're peeing on them and that you're keeping them hostage in your sex cult mansion, sexy dirty house. That's what we're upset about. But all right, let's, okay. Maybe now he'll understand. Okay.
This record deal, it ain't worth this shit for real. Ain't seen my kids in years.
Okay, so whose fault is it you ain't seen your kids in years? What's up? I'm sorry. Who's stopping you? Oh, okay.
They're trying to lock me up like Bill.
Really? He said trying to lock me up like Bill. I'm done. Oh, man. Oh, I just need a second. Oh, this is annoying me already. And this is only like, what, 3 minutes of the song? Oh, shit.
I admit I fuck with all the ladies. That's both older and young ladies.
Okay, see, he just said that's both older and younger ladies. He fuck with ladies, both older and younger. And I feel like he's saying that just to kind of, I don't know, hide the age of these older and younger ladies. Nah, man, you... Bruh, come on, bruh. Really? Okay.
But tell me how they call it pedophile because of that shit. That's crazy.
Nigga, you married a 15-year-old, bruh. What you... What the fuck you... Nigga, that's pedophile. I'm sorry. That's... Okay.
You may have your opinions. Entitled to your opinions.
My opinion is, nigga, you was wrong and you won't just admit that shit.
But really, am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because your opinion?
Yes!
Yeah, go ahead and storm me.
Give me a rock. Give me a rock.
Turn the world against me, but only God can mute me.
Well, you know, we... You know what? I ain't even gonna go there. I ain't even gonna go there.
I admitted how ever since the first day, that without knowing I signed my publishing away. I admitted I was young and caught up, so blind, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Said I had dyslexia, couldn't read all the contracts.
Oh, that's why you ain't got no money.
Cause I'm a broke ass legend. The only reason I stay on tour is cause I gotta pay my rent.
You know, and I gotta be honest with you, it's still kind of hard to feel bad for him, because what does dyslexia have to do with you peeing on underage girls and having sex slaves and shit? I feel like these are two separate things, and I don't think he understands what it is the public is so angry with him about, you know, but all right then.
I never thought that it would come to this, to being the most disrespected artist. So I had to write a song about it, cause they always take my words and twist it. Believe me, it's hard to admit all this, but I'm in my feelings about this shit. But I had to...
Okay. Man, I'm not sure if I can listen to the rest of this bullshit. I might have to hit y'all with the link to listen to the rest of the song. I'ma try though. Shit.
And some people beside me ain't with me. I admit that I'm gonna do this music up until the Lord come get me. Now, I admit a family member touched me.
What?
From a child to the age 14.
Oh, shit.
While I laid asleep, took my virginity.
Oh, damn.
So scared to say something, so I just put the blame on me.
Oh, damn, that's heavy. But you know what? It kind of makes sense, because they say, you know, that children that have been molested and hurt in sexual ways like that become predators themselves. This explains a lot, but this is deep and heavy. I wasn't expecting this right here.
They don't want me to shine. Women's group, my God.
Now, he just laughed.
I do support them, but why they want to bring down my heart?
What you mean, why?
Damn, this is breaking my heart. Because from fathers, mothers, yeah, sons, and daughters, yeah, I'm a part of the music culture.
All right, I'll give this to him. All of us at one point has made out to this song, gotten a little further than making out, if you know what I'm saying, to his music. I ain't gonna lie. We all have at one point in our lives, but we didn't know that all this other crazy shit was going on in the background whilst he was making all this dope-ass music. Damn, my mind is so blown right now. Like, I have no words, bro. Like, this is crazy.
Spotify took me off their playlist.
Oh, yeah.
I admit that I've been so underrated. I'm not convicted, not arrested, but drag my name in the dirt. All this work to be successful, and you abandon me because of what you heard.
Well, yeah.
I admit I am not perfect. I never said I was perfect.
What?
Say I'm abusing these women. What the fuck? That's some absurd shit.
What?
They're brainwashed. Really? Kidnapped. Really?
Wow.
Can't eat. Really? Real talk. That shit sounds silly.
What?
And if you really, really wanna know, her father dropped her off in my show and told his boy to put her on the stage. I admit that she was overage.
Nah, bruh, I feel like you admit that she was underage. Why you change that under to over, bruh? Wait a minute. And you're saying that your excuse is that her father dropped her? You were still a grown man. I don't know if I can listen to this. To be honest with you, I can't listen to no more of this right now. This is too much. I'm infuriated. But if you want to check it out, all you got to do is type in, I admit, R. Kelly, and the music will pop right on up on YouTube. It's everywhere. But this shit is fucking insane. I can't. I cannot right now.
Don't push your daughter in my face and tell me that it's okay.
What?
Cause your agenda is to get paid and get mad when it don't go your way.
Whoa. Okay, I thought I would give this another chance, but man, this is insane. Is this nigga serious? Don't put your daughter in my face and then everything will be fine. Just look this shit up on YouTube. I admit, I cannot do this anymore. I can't. It's 20 minutes of bullshit. You know, I'm sorry this nigga can't read, okay? I'm not sure if what he's saying about his childhood is true or not. It all makes sense, but God Damn it. This is just a lot. This is a lot. I just could not listen to any more of that garbage. I just couldn't, you know, and there was like a whole nother 10, 12 minutes to listen to. No, bro, I just could not. As I said, you can find I Admit by R. Kelly. It's all over YouTube, so find it there. And I just want to thank you guys also for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you chose, because your Audible boo thing is available on Spotify. Well, unlike R. Kelly. good times. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket, Podcast, Overcast, and Podbeam, and soon even more. And I apologize for that fucking dog barking in the background. I live in an apartment building full of loud animals and human beings. I can't escape it. It's Los Angeles. It's everywhere. And if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to this station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. Coming up next, call-ins. You made them, I got them, so let's play them.
Hey, Amber, how are you? It's Kevin, Texas Fix, as I'm known by on Scope. But hey, I have a topic that I would like you to discuss. I'm just new into, like, a little relationship. And then my girlfriend, I guess my friend girl, my lady friend, she just expects to get out of the shower, lay on in the bed, open up her legs, and just hump like crazy. So what's the thing with the foreplay? Is that something that's a thing of the past and that only, you know, gentlemen do, or do, you know, see what other people's opinion on about the foreplay thing? Or should you just, you know, jump in the bed, go for it, and do your thing? But hey, mama, I really enjoy you. You have a great voice. I love your views on everything. I check you out on Scope whenever I get an opportunity. I've been picking up your podcast and also your YouTube channel. Hey, keep it professional, silly. I really enjoy your shows, but if you could just, you know, touch on that a little bit for me, rather on Scope, on your YouTube, or on the podcast, whatever. All right, Mom. Good luck to you. Bye.
Kevin, thanks so much for calling in, man. And that's awesome that you follow me on so many of my platforms. I gotta say, that's a very good question. What has happened to foreplay? A lot of people tend to just, let's just get to it. Like, damn, bitch, can I kiss you? Do you know? That's a very good question. I want you guys to call in and give me your opinion on that particular subject, because a lot of people are for it and a lot of people think it's a waste of time. I'm curious. Call in 805-664-1828. For those of you who do not have Anchor, you can call that number there. And to just, you know, just give me, just let's just talk about it. You know, we can have an adult conversation. Whatever happened to foreplay? Kevin, I appreciate you, calling in, my friend. And I guess I'll see you in my next Scope. And by Scope, he was talking about Periscope. I do Periscope live videos every now and then, and we just talk shit. So you can always check me out there on Periscope. And if you go to my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, and look in the description of any of my videos or in the About section, you can check out a way to follow all of my other social medias there. All right, let's go ahead and see who's next.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Look, listen, you are such an inspiration. I love your station and I love your energy. That's right. I am a member of the Smile Squad. All right. Peace.
Yo, that was my boy, Cyber Shots. Yeah, I really appreciate you calling in, man. And I really appreciate the support. You know, that's awesome. That makes me feel good. And of course, welcome to the Smile Squad, bruh. Welcome to it. Make sure you guys check out Cyber Shots podcast. He's got some very good content. I dig it. I dig it. I does. And let's see who we got coming up next. I have no idea why I said it like that. Just go with it. Go with me on this one, okay?
Hey, Professionally Silly, it's Casper from Massachusetts. Quick, random question. Did you have a cool 4th of July? And did you completely forget about Friday the 13th? And if not, what happened? If anything, have a cool weekend.
What's good, Casper? I don't know what you mean about did I forget about Friday the 13th. I didn't. I was alive for both of the Friday the 13th this year. There's two, for those of you who didn't know that, by the way. I was on a plane Friday the 13th headed to see my family. I went to go see my mom for her 75th birthday, so I was otherwise ocupado at, you know, at that time. But was I supposed to do something? Did I say I was going to do something? I didn't think I did, but if I did, my bad. What was it? I'll do it. I appreciate you listening, homie. And make sure you guys check out Casper's. Make sure you check out her podcast as well. I really, really appreciate you guys for listening. I could not listen to the rest of that R. Kelly bullshit. It was just... it just seemed like he was, I don't know, making an excuse song, like a song about excuses as to why he did the shit that he did. I don't know. I just wasn't buying it, and it was just too much. Yeah, but once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And also, please feel free to review my podcast, and don't be afraid to call in and share your opinions about the topics we discussed, or perhaps you have a topic or an idea that maybe you want some advice, or maybe you want to tell me how much you love me, or, you know, to be honest with you, I really hope it's that last one. But either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And one of them is in the Oval Office. Actually, the entire administration is like a huge glob of shit. All right, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.